seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام عند قبر حضرة: إن شيئا هذا آخره لحقيق أن يزهد في أوله، وإن شيئا هذا أوله لحقيق أن يخاف آخره.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, while standing at a graveside, stated, "Indeed, something that ends with this is worthy of its beginning, being spent in abstemiousness. And indeed, something that begins with this is worthy of its end, being feared with apprehension."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, it is such an honor to have you. We are talking about the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim was speaking to his companions, and he said to his companions something that was dealing with the best kind of worship. Of course, it seems like throughout the history of the Muslims, there are certain questions which are constantly asked of the infallible and immaculate Imams, peace and blessings upon them. One certain question is, what is the best kind of worship? What is the best kind of friend? What is the worst kind of sin? These things are regularly asked from the Imams. In this one instance, the companion asked Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, what is the best kind of worship?
Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, said that the best kind of worship after knowledge is waiting for the faraj, the relief, the salvation. Now we get 2 points here. One is that knowledge itself is the best kind of worship. Knowledge when it comes to the self, the knowledge of the religion, the knowledge of Islam, which is in reality the knowledge of being able to live a pure and blessed life. And of course, other kinds of knowledge are there as well, but the primary knowledge, which is the best kind of worship, is the knowledge which helps us to attain closeness and nearness to the Almighty Allah. And after that, the best kind of worship is waiting for the faraj, waiting for the salvation and the relief of the 12th Imam, this salvation and relief which will come to the planet after the 12th Imam has reappeared. In a world where we live in this present day, do we not find how things are reaching to a point where the whole world together from their hearts and souls is asking for a relief and is asking and begging for a salvation? And so may Allah, the Mighty, the Blessed, bring close this salvation of the 12th Imam so that we can all witness the beauty and the grandeur of a world which is Allah-centric, inshaAllah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imamah of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. How is it that we call ourselves the Shia of Imam al-Kadhim? He was imprisoned and we're not? How can we be the followers of an imam who spoke against the authorities in ways that caused them to not only imprison him, but to torture him? We call ourselves his followers and we're not willing to do that? At times where there are similarities and we do have this taklif, let them imprison us. And let us stand strong in prison. And let them kill us. That will only hasten the coming of the Imam. That will only hasten the overthrow of these tyrannies. That will only hasten the gathering of larger numbers in support of the overthrow of these regimes. And the establishment of the government of justice. It will show the direction, as the Quran says, the Ahlul Bayt have said, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, learning from those two sources, said that the shuhada will be the lanterns, the beacons that will guide others. Let them imprison us, let them torture us, let them kill us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us beacons that will shed light in the darkness of this world and guide masses. And we will see, inshallah, the imam of our time, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
فينا بالهدى والحب دينا أنت.